I started this business probably very informally about 18 years ago when my children needed pajamas. And I decided to make pajamas and take them to school. And I mentioned to a couple of mothers when I was dropping my children off in school that I was making these pajamas. And some said, I'd like to see them.
So this is our factory. And today we're making two different types of shirts. We're making this shirt and this shirt. And if you notice, everything is with red because Valentine is around the corner. And a lot of our customers are always looking for something red to wear because the schools say they should come in something red.
I grew up in a home where my clothes were made. My mother made my clothes. My mother made our bed sheets. My mother made our tablecloths. My mother made our curtains. My mother was the chief librarian at the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford in the 60s, and that's where my parents met. I had money challenges. I did. I remember a bank manager telling me I shouldn't disturb anybody. I should ask my husband for the money. The most insulting thing anybody ever said to me. Well, I found another bank.
So this is our flagship store. It's the biggest store that we have in the whole country.
You have a goal. You know you want to achieve. You have to have a mindset that finds solutions so that you can move from where you are to where you want to get to. We say we have customers and we have consumers because the people who pay are not the people who wear the clothes. So the way we know that our customers are really happy, when you talk to a child that is in Rough and Tumble, or a mother says to you that all I hear is I want to go to Rough and Tumble, I want to go to Rough and Tumble, I want to go to Tumbles and Ruffles, I want to go to Ruffles and Tumbles. They can call it anything they like, but they want to go to that shop that has nice clothes. There's nothing that can be more satisfying than that.